the child used the mules and the oxen and the tractors too?
No, we didn't have a tractor until 1943. Daddy bought his first tractor. And just during the war, you couldn't have bought one if you everything went to war.
Everybody needed everything over there.
Everything went to war.
Not the tractor, but like the motors?
Well,
like that.
The manufacturing capacity went to making guns and ammunition and trucks and materials of war. Planes. Everything was geared to the war effort. Lucky Strike cigarettes were in a green package, and even the green, Lucky Strike green, went to war because they used that dye to dye uniforms and camouflage weapons.
So everything was used, everything.
Yeah, everything.
That they could get their hands on.
Right, lard went to war. You had all the food was rationed. Gasoline was rationed.
Even the food that you raised yourself?
No. It couldn't very well do that, but anything you go to the store to buy was rationed. You had to have stamps, ration stamps, to get it.
What if you didn't?
Done that.
How did you get ration stamps?
They had the Office of Price, OPA. They had the Office of Management. You go down and apply for them, and they give you the stamps. It was very much like the food stamp program we have now, except these stamps were not worth any money. They just qualified you to get, say, a 5-pound bag of sugar or a 4-pound carton of lard or a 25-pound bag of flour or maybe a pound of steak or a pound of bacon. Or a can of beans, or a can of tomatoes, automobile tires, truck tires were rationed. You had to.
You got little stamps for them too?
Yeah. In fact, they wrote out a certificate for each tire. And your gasoline was rationed. If you had a stamp sticker on your car, you could get 3 gallons a week.
So you couldn't use the car on the farm no more?
It was very limited.
What if you didn't have a sticker at all?
You didn't get no gas. And you had these stamps. You had to have a sticker on your windshield showing what stamp you had. Now, pickup trucks and big trucks had T stickers on them, and you got T stamps. So a truck would burn more gas going the same distance that a car would, so you got 8 gallons with a T stamp instead of 3 with an A. And if you worked a defense job, and you had to drive 15 miles and you hauled 6 riders to the same job, well, you'd get a B stamp, which would also entitle you to 6 gallons of gas a week. But then if you were somebody like a doctor or something like that, you'd get a C stamp, which would allow you 10 gallons.
Why did they get more than everybody else?
Well, because of their need.
Because of their need?
Yeah.
Did they go, were they like the doctors that we don't have now, like the doctors that would come to your home?
Right.
Oh, so that's why they would get 10 gallons.
Right. Now, if you had a farm tractor, which we did, you got our sticker, and you got our stamps, and each one of our stamps would allow you to buy 5 gallons of tractor fuel. Now, not gasoline, but distillate tractor fuel.
So that wouldn't help, except for only if you had a tractor.
Right.
So it wouldn't help to put it in your car.
Yeah, well, it was against the law, and it wouldn't burn in no way.
Oh.
I ran out of gas in the car one time and tried it, and I got almost to my neighbor's house before it quit.
That did not work.
It did not work. That's right. It would not work.
You would get these stamps at, like, the OPA?
Yeah, the ration board. We had a... you applied for these stamps, and the board had to pass. They had to examine your situation. You had to fill out this form and put all this information in this committee, which was sort of like a school board.
Mm-hmm. Would
go over it, and they'd determine if this party does need what he says. Or let's just give him half what he asked for.
So they held your life in their hands.
Right.
Your survival.
Right. And most of the time it was very fair. And of course, we had draft boards. And during the war, they operated profusely. Like when I become 18,
mm-hmm.
I was 18 on Friday, and I went and registered. I got a notice in the mail the next day to be in Anniston at the bus station Monday morning at 8 o'clock bring my clothing that I would need, because if I passed the physical test, I would not be allowed to go home. I'd go straight to some military base somewhere.
So you did get drafted?
No, I was turned down physically because of my eyesight.
But you did have to go in?
Yeah,
right?
I had to go be examined. Yeah, and go through the routine. So, everything except actual induction.
No, I don't think I did.
But that was at the height of the war, during the time that it looked pretty squalid.
It looked like
1945. Of course, the war was over in a short period of time because of the atomic bomb, but...
Do you remember the atomic bomb?
Yes, I remember.
You
remember
what it
did to all those people? Yeah, I do.
Hey,
it ended the war. It saved many Americans' lives because things were not all that well, going all that well in the Pacific. Of course, we had done whipped Hitler and Mussolini and sort of liberated Europe, but the Japanese were still very strong. And in the Pacific, casualties were greater than in Europe because of the climate, I think, and the situation. But the atomic bombs put an end to it quick. I mean, it ended the war in one day.
It's like everything that had happened was just over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The tragic damage that the bombs did to the two cities in Japan knocked the Japanese to their knees and begged them for mercy.
But the Americans were glad this happened, right?
Yeah, it saved many Americans' lives.
Do you think that FDR did the right thing with the new deals that he created?
It helped, but it didn't do what he had hoped it would. It was not as beneficial as he hoped it would be. But it did help, yes, it did help. All the programs was fruitless, but it did help. It did. Like the CCC, teenage boys could join the CCs, and that's several conservation corps. And they're the ones that, they bought the Talladega National Forest for the CC, and they set out trees and built roads and,
Oh, this is the one that, like, they They started these national forests. They started like...
That was the beginning of the National Forest Service.
FDR did that.
But see, and they would feed and clothe these boys and furnish all their needs, but their pay went home to their mother and daddy to help support the rest of the family while they were gone.
Well, that was one good thing.
Yeah, well, that was one of the good things.
Do you think you got the blacks?
Not as much, because they were not. They were not in position, I guess, really, to take advantage of these things like the whites were. Their needs were just as great and greater. And by the way, at that time, there was 13 black families lived right here in this community. I could go out in my front yard right now if they still live there and holler, and they would all hear me. So,
were these good people?
They were good people, and we worked together and loved one another. It was very peaceful, and I'll tell you what, it's a sweet sound to go out early in the morning and say in the middle of May and hear black folks singing across the field. You know.
How that people
they
cry.
They were happy. They ate cornbread and beans and taters and hog meat and all like we did, and they were happy a lot.
Just happy to be there. Were their needs greater? Do you think their needs were greater than ours?
No. We was all in the same bag.
Did they own land?
Yeah, some of them did, yes. That's the what's now Junior's land. And Helen Morgan and her family owned it. And there were several families that owned their own. But they had bought it during the prosperous phase of the 20s. They couldn't have bought it during the Depression. Nobody bought nothing. Unless they had a rich uncle in Texas who had all wealth, they didn't buy many things.
I think we didn't have one.
Children got maybe one toy at Christmas, but it was a very inexpensive one. If it cost a dollar, it was a humongous toy.
Something that they needed to keep close, huh?
Yeah. We enjoyed life. If we didn't have steak to eat, we had something else.
You ever get your life back?
We just used what we had. I know there was folks that probably went to bed hungry during the Depression, but they was always food at our house. It might be butter beans and cornbread for breakfast. But we always had food, and we always had clothes or something. It might be hand-me-downs, or the riches might have the whole knees out and be patched, and the patches patched. But we always had clothing, of course. In the summer, I didn't wear anything but a pair of overalls.
What about shoes?
I went barefooted. I went without a shirt. I was 16 years old before I ever owned a pair of underwear, other than long johns. We wore them in the winter.
Do you wear underwearless?
Underwearless, yeah.
Oh, gracious. I don't think I can handle that.
But everybody did, and it was nobody thought anything about it.
16.